You guys, welcome back to the Gas Boys podcast. And you know, the one thing you can always rely on is us being untruthful.
Dishonest. That's true.
And that's dishonest. That's a Gas Boys promise.
Uh-huh. You guys can take that to the bank. Guys, how about Halloween, huh? Just happened. Did you guys have a good Halloween?
Oh, it was so spooky. Woo-hoo. I was working at a customer's house, and it was a pretty late night. I worked there until about 9.
Wow.
In Tyler, so an hour away. And it was Halloween. I was just going in and out of the house, and people were trick-or-treating.
Oh, my goodness. You give like, nails or whatever.
Hello, surprise.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
That's what I told them. Oh, man. Hello, surprise. Get outfits.
Yeah.
Here's a saw. Chop off their leg real quick.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, I thought my nose was bleeding. My nose started bleeding randomly today.
Oh no.
I know.
It's getting cold outside. Not really. It's 80 degrees and humid.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
It's the idea of getting cold outside.
Yeah, we said we'd be back last week. We were just still thinking or whatever.
We were just.
I just got back from the honeymoon.
Yeah, Parker just got back from his honeymoon.
He was still in the honeymoon phase, so it was so ridiculous. To get him to do anything was just
we have a lot impossible. To talk about this week. We took an extra week just to compile things to talk about, so we have thousands of topics. This episode is going to be a few hours to settle in, get a drink, get your favorite drink.
Get your
favorite Red Bull.
Yeah, we pivoted from trying to get sponsored by AHA because they're a bunch
of... They
don't
exist anymore.
Over there. We started cussing, you guys. That's one change that we made over the last month or so.
Yeah.
So all the over there at AHA stopped sponsoring us. So we're trying to get Red Bull on board. So
Red Bull, come on.
If you guys know anybody at Red Bull, reach out.
Seriously, hit us up. You guys tag us in Red Bull's posts.
Mm-hmm. They need to, get into the podcast space for sure.
We know how to snowboard. We can make snowboarding podcast vids.
If you pay me for me to go snowboarding, that'd be awesome.
We'll stop cussing.
Skateboarding vids.
We're going to be so clean. It's going to be the cleanest podcast out there, cleaner than a one wipe wonder.
We don't actually cuss you guys.
We don't.
Seriously.
We're not like that. We're not like other podcasts. We keep it clean.
Yeah. So, but a lot of topics. So roll the new intro music.
Oh, no.
Just kidding, you guys. We don't have new intro music.
And we there goes the flipping air compressor.
We're trying to distract you guys from the fact that we made no changes over
the
past month.
That's the construction workers working on the new studio right now.
Yeah.
Upstairs, you hear them? So loud.
The air compressor's running because they're shooting nails into wood.
We are in a different spot. This is Christian or Christian's friend Gavin. You know Gavin.
Me.
This is his house with his wife, Hannah. This is their house and we're in it. Where we are now.
It's a good house.
But the studio is
in progress.
About 20 feet that direction.
North.
Northwest.
Above us. Uh-huh.
Northwest if you were to, you know.
As the crow flies upwards. Crow flies.
If the crow is flying into the sky to the left, then it's that northwest.
But you guys, we changed so much about the podcast.
You guys, seriously.
It wasn't just about getting a break. We could have just asked for a break. Not like they would
have
said
no. The only true thing we've ever said was we're taking a break.
That's true.
The rest was,
I think we specifically said we're not.
Guys, it's not just going to be to rest. It is.
We took a
no. We weren't resting. We had a lot going on, and we did take some time to game
plan.
We had
several meetings.
We're coming
back
with a different attitude. We learned about the Beatitudes today.
Parker had a bad attitude.
That's true.
Getting set up for the podcast. Yeah. Look at my mic stand arm. See how short it is. This is maximum extension. Parker was getting
Gavin
real upset.
Parker was livid. He had smoke coming out of his.
Oh, we should.
You bleep all that out. Sorry, guys. We're back to cussing.
Yeah.
We couldn't help ourselves.
You guys drink Red Bull. Roll intro.
Seriously.
We've rolled the intro already. You fool.
Shoot.
Dang it. The new intro music.
No, but it was really good. Like, lots of fun stuff happened. Trip to Oregon. Honeymoon.
Yeah.
Oregon.
Gosh, Parker, you just jumped through everything.
I know. And now we're
showing
done
the bullet
Parker,
points so they
Parker,
want to stick around.
To
I learned
them.
That from the sermon this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this is what I'm going to talk about. And then he talked about it. It was awesome.
Hey, Parker. Shut up.
Oh, my goodness. Gavin. Yeah, tell Gavin, not a lot happened apply. For Gavin, actually. Super eventful trip for me. Same with Parker.
Gavin was kind of,
I was hanging out with everybody.
Yeah. I mean, Gavin was having fun.
I was just chilling. It was awesome.
Gavin's just a chiller. He just loves goes and
chill.
He chills and he has fun.
Yeah, I started a new job. I work for myself now.
We're
so.
Still talking about the Oregon trip, Gavin. Oh, come on. Everyone.
That was part of the Oregon
Parker
trip.
Got married.
Yeah, Parker got married. Woo! Parker, show him the ring. Here it How's is. It feel?
Good.
Different?
I hated it at first.
Really? Wow, you hate marriage already.
No.
It did not take long.
Because it, like, I feel like my finger kind of goes up and down in size. Where sometimes it's really hard to get off. Other times it's just like, I feel like it's going to slide right off.
It's called dehydration, brother. Start drinking some more fluid. Also, Parker got dehydrated and almost died.
Oh, yeah.
That was since...
You guys...
This is before Oregon. Rewind till before Oregon. It's like a week before he leaves to get married.
Not even a week. It's like a couple days.
It's a Friday. Warm, hot, very sweaty Friday.
Uh-huh.
Right before Working outside all day. And didn't have enough water. Drank water until about noon. Ran out of water. Didn't get more. Went the rest of the day without water. Yeah. Standing in solidarity with those others.
Yeah, seriously.
I can't drink water.
And collapsed.
Rabies victims.
And the doctors did everything they could. And
he's going to make it.
He's going to make it. They gave him banana juice. What was it?
A banana bag.
They gave him a banana bag and rehydrated him.
I tried to rehydrate with some Gatorlite. Drank one of them, like half of one. Threw that up.
Yeah.
Took a cold shower. Ooh. Then mixed Gatorlite with water. Drank that. Oh, that felt good. Okay, let's
throw up
again, and then let's drink some more Gatorlite. Let's throw up again.
How much time was in between drinking and throwing up throughout this?
30 seconds.
Let's try it again. Maybe about 10 minutes or so.
Oh gosh,
he loves.
But then my mom was like, "I'm gonna text Nana and see what she thinks about your state of body right now," because she used to be a nurse for like a very long time.
Very long time.
And she texts her and. Nana said, yeah, you should probably take him in. That'd be a good idea. Mm-hmm. So I went in. They hooked me up to an IV. Very nice ER. The nicest ER I've ever been to. Starting to question our medical system in the United States up until I went there and realized, like this is, no, we
no,
got
this
it good.
Is luxury.
It was awesome. They hooked me up. I was in a small room for a while, like one of those.
Small
what
ones.
Is it? They like, there's the rooms where you go in right away, and then if you get. If you stay longer, they take you up to the nicer.
No, never
like,
been admitted to the hospital.
Yeah, ever? Sorry. You've never been in the hospital?
Perfect body.
I've been in the hospital, but not for me to be in the hospital. Like, I'm
You've
in
never
bed.
Been in a hospital bed?
No.
Gavin.
I don't think I've ever
it's
been.
It's awesome.
I've done it so many times. Parker's You've got your wisdom teeth out.
I was in a hospital
Dentist
bed.
Office, bro.
I was at a dentist.
Gavin, that's a surgery place, okay?
Orthodontist.
Okay. Close enough to a hospital.
Still a surgeon.
Orthodontist.
But I wasn't in a hospital bed. Parker had a surgery on his body at one point, and then
another surgery on my body.
Another surgery on his body for his nose.
And then another surgery on my body.
What?
He had three, remember, because the issues he was having as a boy?
Oh, yeah.
Remember his boy issues?
I don't think that was three surgeries.
No, I'm counting the boy issues, I'm counting the man issues, and I'm counting the oral issues.
Yeah, well, yeah. Nasal.
But Gavin wouldn't count those.
Nasal issues, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Then, fast forward a couple weeks, Parker got married.
Woo! Party. Yeah.
It was a good party. What did you think of your wedding?
I thought it was really fun.
Oh, the dance.
It was party time, dude.
Wasn't really looking... I mean, I was looking forward to it, but just, like, getting through the day, it was just, like... It was all, like, the planning and stuff, whatever, was so annoying. Also, just living here and planning a wedding there.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't... There's going to be so much stuff we're going to have to do, like, the days before.
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh, not looking forward to it. Also, like a lot of people I don't really know, but it was like still awesome.
Just like
met a bunch of people, hung out with all my friends.
Come on.
It was really fun.
Yeah. Sick dance
party.
Sick dance.
So many groomsmen. It was cool having all those people. I got Texas people, got Missouri people, got Oregon people, some family in there, three family members.
Yeah, come on.
Washington.
Couple old guys.
Yeah.
James and Bryce were in there.
Gosh.
Yeah, it was really good. It was fun.
Yeah.
Super fun.
And then honeymoon?
Honeymoon was awesome. Went to Honolulu. That's on Oahu, which is a part of Hawaii.
Oahu!
Wow.
Which is part of the United States. The whole time, Mariah just kept talking about how Hawaii, like, isn't a real state. It shouldn't be a real state.
Okay.
She, I don't know. Mostly that it's not a part. It's not connected to the 48. So she thinks Alaska and
what about
Hawaii
Alaska?
Shouldn't be states.
What?
Like, why not? It's so awesome.
Alaska's so cool.
We own
Because now we
so
have
much.
A tropical vacation destination where you still have all your rights as an American.
Don't even need a passport.
That's awesome.
And also
And we get
super
Dylan
safe
Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Mariota.
And Tua Yodi. He's
probably
one, I think.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, and Uiagalelei. The other
Uiagalelei,
defensive
probably.
Number 10.
Lineman. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Hawaii is probably one of my favorite.
Also, they have
states.
Like the Union Jack is on their state flag, which is British. So she was just.
Yeah, she's just a little confused. That's all right.
Yeah, couldn't handle it.
It's a confusing state. Halfway between us and them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, we went to Pearl Harbor, did a little tour of downtown Honolulu, went over to Pearl Harbor, checked out Chinatown. It was nasty gross.
Really?
Yeah, it was just kind of dirty. Bummer. Like, they didn't, it seemed like that area, like the streets even, like, didn't, we also didn't get to go, like, walk through much of downtown. We just went there because we were like, oh, Chinatown, that's cool.
How big is Honolulu? They have a Chinatown.
Pretty big.
It's pretty big. Dang. Yeah, and it just kind of, like, stretches that whole coastline. I tried some of the Chinese food. I decided I don't really like Chinese food unless it's Panda Express.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of shave ice?
Yeah, tons of it. Tons of shave ice. We didn't have it the first couple days. And then we...
Then you wish you had.
Got some. I think it's great. But Mariah was like,
Thai tea?
Gotta go every
Did you try
day.
The Thai tea one?
No.
Dang it.
Thai tea.
That's
I never
the best
saw Thai
one.
Tea. I never saw Thai tea.
That's the best
That's
one.
It's like the only one they have, Parker.
How'd you miss that?
Gosh, lots of lily koi. That stuff's good.
What is this?
Oh,
passion
wow.
fruit?
Don't know what that is.
Oh, lily koi. That's
like a different word
tea.
For passion fruit. I didn't realize that.
Oh, okay, then let's just say passion fruit next time. People know that one. Just kidding.
It was really good, though. We went every day from like the point we like got it first. We went every single day
That's
the rest
cool.
of the trip.
To shaved ice?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dole Whip was great. Honolulu was awesome. We didn't rent a car, so we were able to just drive or walk to every place. I said, don't say drive.
Don't. We have cars we can drive.
Come on.
Ubered a few places to the North Shore. That was cool. And then Ubered to a cool beach. Did some boogie boarding and stuff like that. It was awesome. I would go awesome. Back there for sure.
Let's do one of Gas Boys
car.
Trip.
Yeah, that would be so fun.
Let's go to Florida first.
Yeah, we do need to go to Florida.
But I've heard Gulf Shores, Alabama is really nice. Lots of people around here love Gulf Shores.
Yeah, I love it.
I'd be down for that. How far is the drive? It can't be that far.
Five, six, seven, eight hours.
We go up there for a weekend. Something like that. A little weekend trip.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, maybe.
Who knows?
I think it is around 6 hours.
It's about 8, I think.
Wow.
I don't know.
You guys, it's 5:30. I can 5:45 check. And it's dark.
Is Smoker Pit, sorry, 6:30 or 6? It might be a 6.
You're joking.
I don't know.
You guys.
I'm just going to assume 6:30, and if we're late, I'll be like, oh, sorry.
Gulf Shore is 7 hours and 46 minutes away.
Wow.
Look at that. Beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful place.
Let me show you Honolulu, beautiful though, shores. Where we went.
Does it start at 6 or 6:30?
I don't really know.
I can't find the group chat. Oh, wow. Are those a bunch of little volcanoes? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We went there. As like, our family would go there.
Maui.
On, like, our family trips sometimes.
Maui, me.
Went there, like, 2-3 times.
Oh.
But then here, that's where we stayed. It was, like, right around here.
Dang.
Honolulu is just massive city.
Yeah,
we went over.
That's a cool view from there, too.
To there.
That mountain range in the background? Is that a mountain range?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Went up there to a beach. It was pretty sick. And then this is the North Shore. And we went up here.
Was that her first time to Hawaii?
Yeah. Yeah. She'd been to like Mexico a bunch of times. That was their like family vacation
Mexico
spot.
Mexico is not Hawaii.
I know, but I'm just saying. Instead of Hawaii, they would go to Mexico.
Just relax. Christian, you've never been, right?
No.
Miss Haley?
You would love it. You would love Honolulu. It's just like a sick city.
Sick city, so much crime. No.
A little bit of crime, but I mean...
I think they made a show about it.
Waikiki, that looks nice. Is that a resort? Dude, I'm an all-inclusive Hawaii resort for a honeymoon. Only 25 thou.
What?
It's insane how expensive those
sick
are.
Sick high-rises next to the dang beach.
That is so cool. I want to go.
Are you a big beach guy?
Yeah, dude. Love
dude, go to Maui.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Come on.
Go to Maui.
I like cities also.
Go. You would love Honolulu.
Yeah.
He would love it.
Really?
I know. He would love it. He's a big city beach guy.
Is he like Miami?
Yeah, exactly.
And I love Miami.
I've never been.
Never been?
I've never been to Miami. Been to Orlando. I've been to the suburbs of Orlando, though, and hooey mama. Talk about luxury.
Wonderful place.
I could almost see Disneyland. Also, grave mistake on my part. Small groups at 6.
Flipping heck.
Well, we're cooked.
We're cooked. So I as well was in Oregon. Great time. Went there for Parker's wedding. Was a groomsman. Had a bachelor party. A lot of highlights of the trip. It was my first time being back in Oregon. And I filled it up. I made it, you know.
Filled up all of Oregon.
I squeezed it. I wrung it out for everything it could have been.
Every single juice.
Me and Haley, I had to show Haley some of the cool spots. We went to the dang Autzen Stadium.
The Autzen.
On Saturday for the Ohio State-Oregon game. Probably the best college football game that's ever been played.
Yeah.
And it happened to be in Autzen Stadium, and we happened to be there. Gosh, it was so
welcome,
fun.
Guys. I planned it. I planned Parker the wedding around it. That game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, I didn't know if we were going to get tickets. Didn't know. I didn't know if Haley would love it. Also didn't want to buy a bunch of tickets and then we lose and then it sucks. And tickets, it's like the most expensive game of the year.
Yeah.
And, but then we were driving through Eugene and Haley saw Autzen Stadium and just got sucked. She's like, we have to go. So we went and drove by. She's like, oh my gosh, I want to go so bad. So
just seeing the building
starts yelling, go dogs.
Just seeing the stadium. Seeing the stadium is pretty cool.
It got me saw it from I-5. It's like, Mariah, take a picture. Take a picture.
Oh yeah.
I've seen it a million times.
It got me pretty hyped too. I've been there a bunch.
I miss it.
It was my first time going in like 5 years. So, yeah, we got there. It was so much fun. We had great seats, got a good deal on tickets. Like the best game ever, just back and forth the whole entire game. Oregon ended up winning by 1 point at the end. We stormed the field. We were on the turf. Yeah. Like right after they just played the game, we're on the field down there. I have so many videos and pictures. It was so fun.
It was so crazy.
It was cool. Awesome. Watching the game on the plane on my phone and the Wi-Fi went out after the second half or after halftime. And
the Ducks win.
It was genuinely right when the Wi-Fi got booted back up because I paid for it. Then they went over the little intercom thing and were like, it looks like the Wi-Fi is not working. I was like, yeah,
it does look like it too.
And so they're like, we're going to reboot it. So sorry for those of you who paid for the Wi-Fi. They didn't like...
They didn't reimburse you.
No, or nothing like that.
Your apology.
Thanks for paying.
That sucks. But
no Wi-Fi. How I rebooted it. It was like $8. So I...
Really $8 is $8, Parker.
It was $8, but I got some Wi-Fi
exactly
experience.
How much it is.
And then right when it came back, I see Gavin's text, Ducks win. But
thanks,
my heart
Gavin.
Leapt with joy.
Leapt. Wow. I mean, that plane just went up another 1,000 feet.
If Mariah was annoyed by how much I was talking about college football for the honeymoon, imagine how bad it would have been if we lost.
Oh my gosh, she's ranting.
I probably would have stopped caring if we lost. Probably would have just...
Stopped caring about the honeymoon?
No, yeah.
Just for,
but I was just on such a high after that. Yeah. Just got married. Ducks just
won.
Won the massive game, making me think, oh, they actually might win the Natty this year.
They're pretty good.
There's no team that better than
Ducks. The Ducks are number one right now if you do not already
know. All the other teams are bad. Ducks are very good this year. I mean, it's just the stars are aligning. Ohio State's actually pretty good. I think they're the second best team in the league.
Yeah.
We beat
Georgia. The AP polls came out. Georgia's still two.
Yeah, so
terrible. But Haley loved the game. We were having so much fun, and she like really enjoyed it, which was awesome. And then Sunday went to church, and then Monday we got engaged. I was planning the proposal for like the longest. It was like the perfect time to propose because it lined up with all of our plans and when we wanted to schedule the wedding and everything. But she had no idea.
No clue.
She was clueless. It was awesome. And so went to dinner on the coast because one of the days I already told her leading up to it, I wanted to show her the beach because Pacific Ocean and Oregon coast is kind of unique because it's got a bunch of mountains and cliffs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went over there. I told her like leading up to it, like one of the nights, like we're going to have church, we're going to have the wedding and then pack like, a nice outfit for like dinner. We'll go to dinner on the coast.
Yeah, nice
night.
Coast dinner. You have to dress nice to go to the Oregon coast.
It's the coast. Yeah, they don't let you on there unless you have a dress or whatever. So we got a nice dinner and then left dinner early to go catch the sunset. And got to the beach, and the sun was nowhere to be found. It was a lot of clouds. That's kind of how Oregon coast is, very foggy. It ended up looking pretty cool. We just went for a walk on the beach. I had James doing pictures. He was hiding very good.
He did walk right in front of your car.
He did not. Yeah. We were sitting in the car waiting to go to the beach, and he, like, with his camera gear and stuff, like, walked right in front of the car we were sitting in. But Haley's only met him a few times. And he had like a hoodie and glasses and stuff on. So we like ducked away. Haley didn't notice him. Went down to the beach. We're just, you know, walking and talking, you know, and then, conversation's starting to get serious.
Haley, boom, proposal.
She's shocked.
Knocked her out.
Yeah,
did you
unconscious.
Lower your voice and just be like, Haley.
Haley, I love you. Will you marry me?
She couldn't distinguish my voice from the waves crashing.
What?
Why are you
saying? And it ended up going really well.
You didn't understand me?
That's some pretty fast waves.
It was
was a monsoon.
Yeah. It was pretty sweet.
That's so awesome. Christian's engaged. Yeah. Two are already married. One's about to be married. Yeah,
our female viewership is going to just...
Plane crash. If the brake didn't already do it for us, yeah, then this really will.
Are you going to get... you're not going to get white gold. And you're not going to match Gavin and I. You're
going to get white
regular
gold.
I thought you were getting regular gold.
No, I don't do regular gold with my
Oh, you're getting
color.
White gold?
Yeah.
Oh, the boys.
Haley wears gold because better. She likes it better for her skin color. Yeah. But I'm too white for it. If I do regular gold...
It makes you look Irish.
Yeah.
And then just, you can't wear green ever.
Yeah.
Irish. I'm Irish.
I don't think that's...
Where's my gold?
So you guys, I'm getting married. Everyone's invited.
Everyone's invited, you guys.
Guys, seriously, you're all invited. Just come out. If you guys can find
if you can make it to Sulphur Springs, Texas.
If you can make it to then come.
On.
Guys.
What?
The date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, just a good few weeks. Obviously, a little bit busy, but some wonderful things happened. Gosh, our lives are just...
Some wonderful things.
Oh, the day that this podcast episode comes out...
Big day.
...is the biggest day in...
The free world.
American Modern history, maybe all of history.
American mm-hmm. history.
The 2024 election. A lot
of
going
the
on.
USA.
A lot of questions needing to be answered. I don't know. I'm so nervous. A
lot of hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
Up in the air right now. Every election, we encourage you to do this as you're listening. Text your friends. Make a plan. Go to their house. For election night.
Oh, yeah, and party. I thought you were going to say go vote.
Yeah.
That too.
Election day.
Election party is so fun, dude.
How do you guys, what do you guys think about voting? You think everyone should be able to vote?
What?
Everyone?
Yeah.
What do you mean by, if everyone wasn't able to vote?
Sorry.
Who would you exclude?
Do you think everyone should vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. I mean, you could obviously say like everyone that agrees with me should vote and everyone else shouldn't.
But what if people who don't know anything are voting?
They're just going out there. Just,
like, if you have to take a quiz, I'm like, what does this mean? What does this person stand for? And if you get it all wrong, then you can't vote. Something like that.
Yeah. Like, if you're too dumb.
I think it's too intricate to just say, to narrow down.
Yeah, it's very nuanced.
Yeah, because who's controlling the test?
Yeah. No, like, not a test. I don't think there should be any sort
of
test.
How would you implement it?
But it should just be like, no, you don't, not like a rule that you follow.
No, tell us.
Because then you're not letting people vote.
No, tell us.
But I think.
Oh, do you want certain genders to not be able to vote? What you mean?
I think that if you don't know anything about who you're voting for, then just don't vote. Mm.
That's probably true, I guess.
Yeah, not like you.
It's like, oh well,
can prevent
just...
them from voting, but maybe don't vote if you're not informed. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying, Kevin. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Or if you're like, I don't know anything, I'm gonna go vote. Just read up some stuff real quick.
But, I mean, most people at least know the difference in a Republican and a Democrat and might just vote Republican down the board or Democrat down the board or whatever mm-hmm. they like. What if you're really just like a straight-up doofus?
I think everyone is pretty invested.
No, dude. There's so many people.
I tell you, you have no idea.
There are so many people
that just don't vote because they're like, oh, whatever, it doesn't matter.
A lot of people don't vote because you got to go to the polls and it's like a long wait in the line.
Was not a wait for me.
Early voting, Gavin. There's early voting now.
I didn't even vote early.
It took like 5 minutes. And they gave me a cookie because it was my first time voting.
Oh, that's so sick.
Yeah, it was hard.
I never got a cookie.
It was delicious. I went to the best spot. Yeah, literally in and out 5 minutes. I went with Haley, but she's not in our county, so she had to go to the
best
spot.
Yeah, I got orange juice, a cookie, and they took my blood.
Oh, really?
Did you have to fill out paperwork too?
Poked me with a needle.
Yeah, just voting, you know. Yes, I vote for this guy.
I wonder why they need
a lot of
blood.
Election, like a lot of like there was like railroad commissioner that I had to vote on.
Yep.
Oh, yep.
I was like, oh man, well, I don't know.
Don't even remember the name of
what
who
would
I voted for.
What would a Democratic railroad commissioner do differently than a Republican railroad commissioner? What does that job even
probably
do?
Probably paint it all like rainbow
yeah,
and pride
that's true,
flag
actually.
Colors.
Yeah. Our trains are more like trans. What do they call them? Trans? Yeah. Welcome to trans stations. So what?
What does that mean? Oh, we're paying for. Illegal immigrants who are in prison to get sex changes.
That
was a little too specific to be fake.
Well, it's real.
It is real.
Transportation.
It's not as real. Guys.
Yeah, seriously, we're not going to bring up the Middle East. Yeah.
It is out there, though.
So I feel like, I don't know. People learn about it in school. and then they just forget about it over time, or they just don't think that their opinion matters because they don't have much of an opinion. I know people like that. They're just like, I don't really care. My life's not different.
You know what's so interesting is, I mean, I graduated in 2018.
That is when I was in high school. Okay, next topic.
My history class when I was a freshman or sophomore, it would have been my sophomore year, I think, because I was 16 going into my junior year, was the election. So Trump's first...
Yeah, I remember being in middle school
versus
in 2016.
Hillary. Trump versus Hillary.
Yeah.
In the polls.
My favorite part of that, that's because you'd be in jail.
Because you'd
be
in jail.
You know what? I want to go ahead and vote Trump if I could. I was 14.
Did you hear when she said people, like all these people playing Pokemon Go? Well, you should figure out how to Pokemon Go to the polls.
Yeah.
I remember that. I don't remember. I blocked it out in my mind.
Yeah. So bad.
But I remember not really knowing the difference between a Democrat and a Republican at that point, because it just wasn't as talked about as it is now, where like everybody's like pretty much all so many memes and so many jokes are like, oh, conservative, oh, liberal.
Oh,
I need to turn that off. I need, because I'll turn on.
They're still working on the studio up there.
They're still working on the studio.
Jeez, it's
put in work.
Yeah, I feel like back then it was we were also younger, so we didn't really know what like adult circles were like. But it seemed to be more people kind of separated like their personal life, like who they're hanging out with, all this stuff from like, and they just didn't. Nobody really talked about politics as much as they do now. But
it's got to be because of social media.
I was also
media.
Like seven
for sure.
Back
gotta
then.
Because social media.
Yeah, social media.
Everyone's posting about it now. Like we wouldn't know anyone's. Like I wouldn't know like my uncle's political opinion if he wasn't posting about it on Facebook ever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's so many people that they're just Facebook is for
they're
politics.
Just plastered all over.
Instagram is for politics.
I don't like it. I don't.
Let's keep the jokes on social media.
Let's make it funny. Let's keep social media funny. Make it funny again.
Seriously.
That should be 2028.
MSMFA. MSMFA. Make social media funny again.
what is it?
MSMFA.
Guys, seriously, MSMFA.
MSMFA, yes. Come on. MSMFA.
MSMFA. Yeah.
It's getting chilly outside, you know?
It's getting chilly.
Fall time in Texas?
Yeah, it's like 75.
It's 80 degrees outside today. Starts off at 68. A little cold, not really.
Ooh.
Could maybe put on a long sleeve. I did.
Guys, aren't you so glad we were gone for 6 months or 6 weeks so we could come back and talk about the weather?
Yeah,
Parker, you know what? See, this is Parker. He was like, oh, trashing on Gavin's talking points.
I'm so sorry.
I trash on you like a bag of leaves. In the fall time.
Because it's getting cold out. And the
oh, that's true. Call back. Call it a fallback.
Fall back. Like yesterday, we fell back in time.
Guys, how about the time change? Right?
I think that's done soon. It's done.
They're gonna eradicate that.
Yeah, I thought it was already done.
Mm-hmm.
They're still doing it?
Apparently not here. Farmers need it still or something.
I don't mind it.
Just a bunch of nonsense.
It's nice because it makes it brighter in the morning.
Oh, wow, Bart, we're talking about it being brighter in the morning. Now you love that. Stupid
thing
Gavin,
to say.
Yeah,
it's topical, okay?
No, it's not. We talk about it every year. Bring it back.
Everybody. Oh. Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. We probably talked about this last year.
We have talked about it every time. Yeah, but have an election party. Bring all your friends over to your house. Get some pizza.
Yeah.
Get a map to color in.
Yeah, I had Mariah, my amazing wife, bought a map from Hobby Lobby.
Come on.
That we're going to put up on the wall and we're going to mark it in. We're going to color it all red.
It's like the Super Bowl, but it's all night. And way more important implications.
Last election, 2020, we all went over to Christian's house. Ton of people.
Oh, yeah.
Like 50 of us.
Got Coburg pizza. I remember that.
Yeah, we got pizza. We stayed up all night. We were watching the polls. Trump was winning. And we go to bed, wake up in the middle of the night. What does that say on the screen?
What is that? What's that straight vertical blue line?
Why is blue taller than red right now? Wipe away the sleep from your eyes.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. Joe Biden.
That's weird.
200,000 votes ahead. What?
Interesting.
Electoral College. He's winning. He won these states. He won Arizona. Everybody's freaking out. Everybody wakes up. They're crying.
Yeah.
The house begins to fill with tears and flood.
Yeah. It was intense, but it was fun.
Yeah,
and we'll
so
do it
fun.
Again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited
just
for it.
It's a bummer that I have to work the next day.
I know. I didn't have to work the next day in 2016.
I don't.
Or 2020.
Do you think that people, you know, if there was like, because there was crazy shenanigans
right.
and all that stuff. Do you think the people whose side wins that are kind of just like, eh, whatever?
Yes.
Or do they make excuses for it? Like, it wasn't actually real. Or do you think they see it and they're just like, I don't really care what you're talking about.
Well, of course you'd have to deny it. Like, it's like when, like, you're watching your favorite football team and, like, the ref just makes a terrible call.
But it's in your favor.
And it's in your favor. You're like, I don't know. Look, like, that's kind of, you could definitely call that.
I think Evan Stewart did have his elbow.
Maybe the ball didn't hit the ground and he actually caught it. And it's like, if you were non-biased, you would probably be able to see that, like, oh, something's up here. But if you are, like, if it's your team, if it's for your team, you're incentivized that it was real, then you would have to find every piece of evidence you could to be like, this is nonsense. Overturn. Of course it's real. Like, if, yeah. If
I wish we had, like, microchips we could put in our brain.
And, oh, my gosh.
I was saying
and then figure, okay, that goes, we choose our vote that way. And there's like a supreme leader that has all the information. It goes directly to him.
Right to your forehead or whatever.
And then they know and they count it all up and then they tell us who won.
And it'd be like, oh, I pick blue. Oh, good taste in my mouth. Oh, I pick red. Bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
Ugh. Takes it.
But I like bitter things. So maybe it's red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you're colorblind?
That's a tough one.
Do they fix it?
Imagine colorblind people on election night. What's going on?
What are all these colors?
Why is it gray?
Why is everything gray?
Is colorblind gray? Is that what that is?
No, I think...
No, it's lots of different things.
I know my boss at the farm in Oregon, he was colorblind for like red. Like red and green look similar to him. So it was always funny. We'd have to like go and point out which trees were dead, like which trees were like dying or like disease had red needles, because it was hard for him to tell like between reds and greens.
I can't imagine that.
Chopping down all the
green right now. It's so different.
The green trees that are alive. Oh, chop them down. They're dead. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Yeah, a Christmas tree farm is like the worst business to have if you can't just you can't tell apart.
I want to start a Christmas tree farm here.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they do
that?
Yeah. The Boldings have a Christmas tree farm. Their grandparents do.
We know exactly what to do. We can do it like start a very small scale, make some money off of that, buy
more tractors.
Material. You know,
start a chemical
boom.
Keep it going. It does take about like 8 years for those things to mature. But
I mean, if we start now.
We plant 1,000 right now.
2032, we're gonna be very
rich. Kevin, not all 1,000 of them are gonna grow. You know that.
I know, but you say 20% survive.
20% survive? That's one in every five doesn't die? You guys suck at Christmas tree farming.
There was 1 year, it was a really bad year. Oh my gosh, we lost so many saplings.
No.
Fraser furs.
Dang it. They're not very...
And those are a high ticket item.
Yeah. They didn't do too well in the...
They were the destroyed, Gavin.
The cold, hot, quick change.
Mm.
Oh, it burns them up.
And we were giving them plenty of water. I don't know what it was. It just
You build a shade that can cover all of them.
Well, now I could do that with my experience with freaking shades.
That's true. He's the perfect
even think about that. Wow. It's a lot to think about.
Oh.
It's okay. It's going to refresh every few
seconds. Let's roll into some improv, boys.
Yeah.
You're the manager of a medieval-themed restaurant. Tonight's dinner services chaos. One of your employees who really took the theme to heart is acting like an actual knight. He's refusing to serve anyone who doesn't present a loyal decree, insists on calling customers peasants, and keeps challenging anyone who complains to a duel at dawn.
Okay. That's funny.
Let's do it. Who's being seated at the restaurant?
Me.
I'm seated. You're the knight. You're the knight. Yeah. I'm the manager. You're the knight. And Parker's seated. It starts with an argument between you guys.
Oh, I love between this restaurant. This is so good. I can't wait to order my favorite meal.
Probably Joust. Turkey leg. Yes, you. Let's battle right now.
What?
Yes, you and me.
I'm just trying to order some food here.
Don't care. This is my food, not yours. We'll fight
for it. You work here, dude. You get paid to give the food to people.
Get on the horse.
I haven't even ordered yet. Why?
It doesn't matter. You don't get to order until you battle me.
Can I talk to your manager?
Show that
or
you're worthy.
Please.
Hey, guys, I saw some commotion. What's going on over here?
He won't joust me.
Won't joust? Oh, is he doing
I don't even know.
Is he doing the knight thing again?
I can knight him
this
first.
This is my first time here. I've been at the other ones, but not this one.
Hey. Mike, I really appreciate you transferring over today to help us out.
Yes, sir.
The night thing, I think it's turning the customers off.
No.
I'm turned off.
Are you turning it off?
Yeah.
He says he's turned off. I think
how do I get you turned on to the food again?
Just serve, you know, glass of water or whatever.
Okay.
And I think that they'll be fine.
All right, let me go get a glass of water then.
Okay.
Are you just by yourself tonight or?
Yeah, just, you know, alone.
All right, sounds good.
She left, took the kids.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me go get your water. Sir, I'm putting cyanide in.
Let me know if he gives you any more issues, okay?
Oh.
I'm going to head back to the kitchen.
Oh, I will.
All right, sounds good.
Please take this glass of water. I'm sure it's delicious.
No, it's okay. I didn't want any water. Ooh. Just a Coke, please.
Okay, let me go get a Coke. This will put him out of his misery.
What was that?
Here's a Coke.
Oh, thank you. You know what? Let's settle our differences.
Okay.
Why don't you join me? Take a seat.
Thank you.
You can have this water that you brought me earlier.
Oh, thank you. I'll drink it. Delicious. Let's
you're
drink
probably up. Parched from all the jousting you've been doing.
Yeah, I've been riding this horse all day long in battling and jousts. I've won every time.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your record?
17-1.
So not every time.
That was from like 30 years ago. Okay.
Oh, you don't count. How old are you?
28.
What's the average joust span of a man?
It depends how long he can, you know, stay going.
There's probably some medication you can take to help with that, though.
Yeah, take the Coke, drink it.
All right.
Please, would you?
Cheers.
Cheers.
After you.
Okay.
In my culture, it's... Oh, yeah. Thank you for respecting my
You're
culture. Why don't you get your manager over here?
Okay.
Introduce him to the...
I'll get my manager. Let me go get him real quick.
He's a great guy. I love him.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, boss. Can you
hey, what was your name, sir?
Richard.
Hey, Richard. Is everything going better than it was previously?
It's going great. We're actually becoming great friends.
Oh,
he's inspiring me to start jousting.
You know, he's a good guy when he's not, you know, on his high horse, if you will. He loves when I do jokes. Don't hit me. So everything's going good. Okay. How's your... You got a couple of drinks. You got a Coke and a water? Is
Coke
that right?
Well, Coke's for me, water's for him. I had him, you know, join me, so our differences.
You're drinking water on the job?
And no, bygones sir. Be bygones.
He's got thirsty?
No, he's drinking
drink
spit.
It.
That's what we do from my
I
neck
spit
of the
it
woods.
On him.
Oh, okay. What?
I spit it on him.
You spit the drink on him.
He said he liked it.
You liked it?
He was miserable like before.
Is that a...
Yeah, just go ahead. No, spit it out. You got it.
I always get emotional when I talk about this.
Yeah, it's a
I'm
lot.
I'm so sorry, sir.
That's the same thing that the guy said to me when he stole my family.
Yeah.
He abducted them.
I was wondering why you're here by yourself.
Yeah.
He spit on you?
He said he liked it. As he was stealing them from me.
I'm so sorry.
I did not like it.
I didn't mean to bring them back up.
I just can't believe... I just am so sorry to hear
and
that.
For that, I must duel
you. Do you favor a blade?
Shink. Oh, I always got one on me.
Oh.
Oh, wait. You look familiar.
I am you from the future.
You're Michael Steele family.
Yes. I wanted to put myself out of my misery.
Thank you.
You came here tonight saying you were miserable.
I am.
And it's a fake blade. Poke, poke, poke.
Oh, wow. This one's probably real, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cut his head off. Right
just his legs.
Right in the store. Oh, okay. He's good.
You ended your own life in the future.
My own legs.
Your own
Didn't need them anyways.
You ended your own legs.
You ended your jousting career.
I'm going to spend the next 20 years training myself to live without legs. I'm 10 years old right now. You're 30. You've been jousting since birth.
That's
I know
insane.
This because I am you.
Oh, how'd you know?
I've been jousting since I was born.
That's incredible.
And scene. That one was pretty good.
So we took some acting classes
while
we were
gone.
Kind of trying to find
improv.
A way.
One of our specialties. Also, my phone's dead.
It's fun, though, to do that again.
I do like it. Let's do one more, huh?
Okay.
It's
go
fun.
Go ahead and find...
I got
prompt.
One. We're on a plane.
Because you tried it. Everyone's trying to take it in...
I know, it's just a struggle.
It goes here, it's like, oh, here, and then let's go here.
It's a struggle for power.
I don't know what I was going to do. I was trying to challenge him to a duel, but then I pretend like I got choked up because I forgot the word for, like...
Duel?
No, you... What's that called?
Challenge?
If you, like, initiate... Oh, did he just initiate a... Yeah, a duel.
What's the word for like if you initiate? Oh.
Initiate.
Shoot, I knew it was on the tip of my tongue.
Okay, Gavin, what was yours?
We're on a plane to Madagascar.
Okay.
And
like let's just start there. I'm so excited to be at Madagascar. Hey, sir, on the row across from mine, what are you doing? Oh, are you the pilot?
Yeah. No, I just like to pick up my plate and pretend I'm a pilot.
Okay. Oh, what are you guys up to? Honeymoon or something? Where are you going?
Yeah, we're just, you know, we love to come to Madagascar at least once a year, you know, visit the animals.
Yeah. Okay. Is this your wife?
Yes.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
What's your name?
LaFonda.
Oh, man. What a beautiful couple.
Yes.
How long have you been married?
I get that a lot.
Many years.
Yeah.
Seven.
Right. This isn't our honeymoon?
Well, it's like our honeymoon.
You always
it's
told like, me that we were going to go on a honeymoon to Madagascar. Yeah. That didn't happen 15 years ago.
Yeah, but we like to come every year.
Ladies and gentlemen speaking, this is your captain. We're running low on fuel, you guys. We're going to have to take a stop here down in Tasmania. So just buckle in. We're going to take a quick stop, get some fuel, and we're going to be on our way.
I love technology.
Kind of weird.
That's weird. He said, ladies and gentlemen speaking, this is your captain. Did you notice that?
I did. Maybe.
We're a freak.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if the pilot's having a stroke.
Oh.
LaFonda, you remember how to fly a plane still?
Of course I do, baby.
Let's go.
Let's go check on the pilot.
Let's go check on the pilot.
Well, also,
they're penguins.
Where'd all the passengers go?
Wait a second. Why are all the.
Just us.
Why are they all animals?
Wait a second. Why am I a zebra?
Gosh.
Wait.
Gloria?
If I always been a hippo? Don't answer that.
Oh.
You have.
What?
You have always been a hippo.
Always been a hippo. Wow.
Just hippo slapped us.
Melman.
Yeah, hippo slapped.
Yes.
What's the status?
Yo, my name's Melman.
Melman status report.
Oh, we gonna be there soon.
Okay.
Yeah. Weird Melman, right?
Yeah.
That guy is
I always thought it was the guy from Friends doing Melman.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, the pilot's actually okay.
Oh,
let's
perfect.
Let's go take our seats real quick. How do I sit down in this thing?
How do we get turned into animals?
Yeah, what the heck? One of the worst, probably.
I think we should limit ourselves to one per episode.
Yeah, just choose the best one.
We choose the best one.
We used to do that.
My name, Melman.
What?
I like it.
Should have made my name Gloria.
Yeah, this one.
From the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Pretty good episode, right?
Guys, we're just trying to go back to our roots.
Yeah, and you guys are
impressed. Where we started. That's where we loved it. Because honestly, before the break, it was like, oh, we suck. Mm-hmm. And
we didn't.
Yeah, we did. We just weren't putting in effort where we wanted to put effort in.
We just weren't loving it.
We weren't making it what we wanted it to be.
Yeah, we were just, you know, cruising for a bruising.
We were cruising. I mean, when you do something for 3 years and just like...
And you're so good at it.
Aren't intentional about
it's like so easy.
It becomes like just routine. We don't want that to happen to you guys. You guys are good.
That is
people.
Worst case scenario, you guys. So yeah, I'm excited about improvisations. I had fun. Yes, I think we're getting good at acting.
I'm excited for our studio to be done.
We should make a movie at some point.
Yeah, let's make a movie.
We also need to make music. We talked about
that. A short film or whatever.
That'd be cool.
Honestly, the podcast is where dreams come alive. You can take that to the bank.
Take it, guys. Seriously.
That's a Gas Boys promise.
And that's a Gas Boys podcast. Promise.
Never said they get fulfilled, but that's where they're made.
Yeah, that's where the dreams start. Yeah. And then you have to, it's your job to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. You guys, seriously. Also,
we're
glad to be back, everybody.
Yeah, we're shooting for 1,000 subscribers by...
What's Wednesday? Today's Tuesday? Okay. By Wednesday.
Election night.
You guys, tell all your friends.
All of a sudden, we jumped up 200,000 subscribers.
And if you haven't voted yet, write in Gas Boys Podcast. Just put Gas Boys Podcast. Just write it in.
All three of us.
And we'll see what we can do. We'll see how many we can get. So thank you guys for voting for us. But seriously, go vote. You know, do some research. Figure out who best aligns with your, values. And hopefully God's values.
Mm-hmm.
And
just don't be a doofus about it.
Come on, don't be a doofus. Figure out what you got to do to learn who does what and then go vote and have a fun election day party.
And remember to miss him.
Guys, seriously,
miss him.
Make social media funny again.
Guys.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, and we're
going
to be doing that by posting clips.
Yeah, we're going to make it funny.
Oh, let's bring it back.
Hashtag
bringing it back.
Miss him. See ya.
See ya. Peace.